My name is Aditya Verma. My colleague here, Ganapati. We're solution architects from Dynamics CRM engineering team. Today we're going to talk about basically a service that we kind of built, which is called the on-premise migration service, which will help most of our IT managers out there to easily bring your CRM on-premises organizations to the online cloud. So we'll go through really quickly some of the challenges today that we have in the CRM online space. But before I start, I just want to get a feel. How many of you are currently actively using CRM on-premises organizations? Great. You know, if you're in CRM on-premises organizations in the early versions like 2011, let's say, or 2013, or even CRM 4.0, you know, you understand the challenges of now. You're stuck there. You want to come to the latest versions of CRM and utilize the latest functionality, but it is a challenge. So I'll go through the challenges that we've seen with a lot of our customers that we work with on a regular basis. The major challenges are today, there isn't actually a guided process that everybody can utilize that is, you know, streamlined for all of you in such a way that it kind of guides you through the mechanism to get to the latest versions of CRM or eventually even to CRM Online. There is nothing like that today. So, you know, that is a big challenge. It is all dependent on the knowledge space of the IT department in the company itself or on the implementation partner's skill set that, you know, the company chooses to use, the customer chooses to use. So in that case, it becomes kind of hard. Sometimes if the implementation partner that they use or if the company's IT department is mostly business owners, let's say, and they don't have that knowledge set that is needed, then it becomes hard for them to come to the latest versions and eventually they get, you know, stuck behind because of the rapid pace of CRM today in terms of releasing the latest and greatest functionality that we have. So it's become a challenge. So there is no process. The second major item is there is no easy mechanism today to actually identify all the unsupported customizations that you might have, you as a customer might have. You know, if a customer has you know, used a partner and the partner has implemented some customizations and the business owners of the product do not know, the project is over, the partner left, and then in, you know, after 5-6 years, they realize that there were some unsupported customizations and now they are stuck to move forward. So then, you know, there isn't any easy mechanism. They embark on the process of migrating, let's say, to online or embark on the process of actually trying to you know, upgrade their organizations and then they hit the problems as they are migrating. There isn't an easy mechanism today to identify all of that beforehand so that they can make a conscious decision and a good judgment call of how to move and put a project together for that. So that is not there today. That's a big challenge as well. Most of our customers, as we've worked with, in a majority of our customers that we've been working with are on CRM 2011, and upgrading the organization through the various steps that it takes to get to the latest and greatest is very cost prohibitive. It's very expensive. We'll go through that. If you're on, let's say, 2011, you have to migrate through 2013, you have to migrate through 2013 SP1 or 2015, and then you have to get to 2016 and eventually get to CRM Online. So it's a lot of steps if they're on 2011. And we are on a rapid cadence. We're almost releasing a product every single year, which means those steps will keep increasing if they stay on 2011. So that becomes a very cost prohibitive mechanism as well. So these are the major challenges that we've noticed from a lot of our interactions with the customers. I will next go into the kind of pain points. Some of these are kind of a repeat in the sense, you know, identification. It's really hard to identify all the unsupported customizations, and it's usually a difficult task. You have to maybe engage a partner to actually then do white box level of go into your code, look at every single line of code to identify that. There is no rules engine out there that's going to help you to do that. So we wanted to, you know, help you with that pain. We'll come to that in a little bit. Customers today obviously need additional infrastructure in order for you to migrate. The supported or suggested mechanism of actually moving to the latest and greatest versions of CRM is by migration upgrade. We don't want to, you know, do in-place upgrades because if in the middle of the process something breaks, now you're stuck, you're in a limbo state. So migration upgrade is the suggested mechanism to migrate, which means if you're in 2011 and you want to go to 2013, we say spin up a new infrastructure and then use Deployment Manager to bring it in. From there, spin up another infrastructure in 2015 and bring it in. So that's kind of a cost prohibitive way, but it is the rightful and the suggested way for doing a migration or an upgrade. Next is basically it is a high risk task. You're, you know, through these various steps, if you're stuck in one of the steps in between, that can lead to, you know, cost overruns, time overruns. If you're going through your migration steps and suddenly you realize that what was kind of supported in an older version is no longer supported because it was deprecated, you're stuck. And you have to fix it in the process of your migration. Can lead to basically cost overruns and time overruns. And that usually leads to, you know, adoption challenges, leads to project challenges, and that kind of is a good big pain point for a lot of customers who are trying to come to online. So that's another thing we wanted to kind of help with. Technically, again, it is a big challenge. I mean, you need to have deep knowledge of CRM, you know, in from, you know, a fixing perspective. Once you've identified, let's say, all the unsupported customizations, you need to have a technical knowledge as well, and it can get a it can become quite expensive. And last but not least, the bigger challenge that we've noticed is data migration. Data, you know, as you guys know, to migrate to CRM online, you have to go through the supported mechanism of API calls, SDK calls, and that can get prohibitive, and, you know, and that can be slow if not properly optimized, and that is a challenge today. That is a big pain point as well. So we try to look at some of these, and we're trying to address them through the service. What are the major goals that we, you know, what are the objectives based on those pain points? So we embarked on kind of lighting up a service that will give you that unified process, that will actually help all our customers to go through that the process in such a way that we can take the learnings from each other in the sense, because it is a service. If we hit problems from one customer, we'll fix those, improve the service so that everybody in the community can gain from that. So that was one of the goals. So it is a cloud service that we will talk through in a second here. The second major objective was basically provide an easy mechanism for us to provide the user, whoever is trying to migrate through this service, a very easy mechanism to actually identify most of the unsupported customizations. This is actually, we built a rules engine. It's a rules-based engine where we built all the knowledge through the years of the various interactions of us as well as our partners with all the unsupported customizations that we know of today, and we built a rules engine on that. And then this is embedded within the service so that you can use that service to actually check for you so that you can easily identify what are the unsupported customizations that you need to fix even before you embark on the project. So that's kind of one of the other objectives we wanted to provide. The third major piece is we wanted to do all the grunt work for you, like, you know, the upgrade steps. If you have to upgrade from 2011 through 2013 through 2015 in order to go to online, we wanted to do all the grunt work in an automated fashion. The service will do that for you so that you don't actually have to physically manually do those steps yourself. So these are the three major objectives we started with for our service. So we embarked on actually implementing this service in Dynamics Lifecycle Services. I'm not sure if you guys, how many of you guys have heard of Dynamics Lifecycle Services? A few of you, I guess. Dynamics Lifecycle Services is our Dynamics kind of service developed by the Dynamics engineering team itself for application lifecycle management related activities, so that all application lifecycle management activities can be hosted in the service that we as engineering team want to provide our developers, want to provide our, you know, IT folks out there who are using the various products of Dynamics. So that includes AX, that includes CRM, that includes the other Dynamics products as well. So we embarked on putting our service in Lifecycle Services itself as a methodology. So we call it a methodology, which is a guided process, and the methodology can be instantiated by you as a project. So if you want to do a on-premise to online migration, you go in there, you start a project, we will show you the demos about how to do that, And it will then basically instantiate, guide you through step-by-step of how to go about doing the various steps needed in order for you to eventually get to online. So it is a methodology that we created. We published it in Lifecycle Services. We go through the prescribed steps of actually upgrading. So we go through the mechanism of actually using Azure, and we're also using an engine whereby we automate all those steps for you through Azure subscription that you as a customer will own. So what we do, we'll go through the steps in a second here, but we eventually basically take away the cost of trying to get your own infrastructure in your own data center by leveraging Azure so that we spin up all the VMs for you automatically. We bring your on-premises organization, we upgrade that all in Azure to make it into a smooth process. So just as I was talking, we do the grunt work for you so that you guys can, you know, concentrate on the more important task of how to fix any unsupported customizations that you see. Obviously, third but not least, we basically then provide a mechanism to take all, after you have upgraded, take all your customizations and configurations, and then bring that to CRM Online organization. We'll go through that as well. So basically, we built up on these three major pillars. High-level architecture, I want to talk through that real quick. Before I go into that, I'll kind of touch base on the dependencies. One of the major dependencies is, you know, you as a customer, if you're using that, or you as a partner, or an SI, if you're using this service to do this work for your customer, then you can basically use your Azure subscription to bring the CRM on-premises database into the Azure itself, into the Azure cloud. And then we stage the on-premise database there. And then LCS basically hooks up with the Azure a subscription of your choosing. And then all the data lives in your Azure subscription. By doing that, the data basically still belongs to you. We never copy that data into our LCS cloud. So from a compliance and privacy perspective, the mechanism we chose is to let you bring your data into your Azure subscription so that it is still in your control and we don't do anything. We just basically manipulate the infrastructure by hooking up with the Azure subscription, and we go through the automation steps. I'll go through the flow here real quick. Within the Azure subscription, that is a dependency, we use two major components. One is the blob storage of Azure to store all the data, such as the on-premises databases to be uploaded into the blob storage so that we can keep it there and right through the steps of the upgrade, every single stage, let's say 2011, 2013, when we take a backup of your database, we store it in your blob storage so that if you want to use that internally afterwards, you can bring it back to your own data center as well. So we use the blob storage there. We also use the Azure IaaS to spin up the VMs so that you can, you know, stage the CRM on-premises in the Azure IaaS cloud. And then we also spin up VMs as we go by for the upgrade. So the flow basically is, you know, you spin up the project, you hook it up with your Azure, we create the blob locations, we create the IaaS locations for you eventually. You upload your database into the Azure blob, and then basically ask LCS, which has a provisioning service built in, which will pull that data, create the VMs in Azure IaaS, and then basically use the deployment manager mechanisms to actually instantiate your CRM organization in the Azure cloud. Once you do that, then you can start running the validation service. The validation service itself will run on that infrastructure, and also you can give additional data, such as your plugin code if you want a better understanding of all the unsupported customizations. You can give your workflow activities code. You can also give the actual solutions itself for it to then parse through that and give you a comprehensive report. The report will then identify, these are the unsupported customizations that I have, I need to go fix those. And then once all of those are fixed, then we upgrade through that. And last but not least, we provide mechanism to move all of that into your CRM online organization. So this is basically like a rough data flow. We identify first what your version is. If you're on CRM 2011, for instance, then we go through a different flow of steps. It has more upgrade steps. If you're on 2013, you go through a different flow, but slightly lesser number of upgrade steps. If you're on 2015, very similar, but a fewer steps. So the basic flow I want to quickly walk through here before we start the demo is, you know, let's say, for example, you're on 2011, which is majority of our customers today who are on that version. We identify, if you're on 2011, we provision 2011 in the Azure IaaS subscription. We bring that database from the blob storage that you upload to. We instantiate the organization. Once we instantiate the CRM staging environment, then we run the CRM validation service on that, and we check for all unsupported customizations. Now, this is an iterative process. We will give you the report. We ask you, go and fix those unsupported customizations that we identify for you, the customer or the partner, as the owner of the overall code is in charge of actually kind of fixing those. We also give some level of additional tooling to automate some of the steps, and this is a rules engine, where we actually auto-upgrade some of your C-sharp code if we identify that we can upgrade them. We'll maybe talk about those details in a little bit. But we try to identify everything, and once that is done, then we auto-upgrade you to 2013. After the upgrade is done, and you provision in 2013, you move on to 2015. And once you're in 2015 today, CRM Online is on a 2016 update one version. So 2015 is the minimum version needed to basically migrate your data and your customizations to CRM Online. So as of today, for our service, we stop at 2015 and then provide you your solutions so that you can bring your configurations, customizations, and data into CRM Online. As CRM Online moves forward, we will also update our service to move along with it so that we will bring the minimum version needed forward. So let's say next year we have the next version of CRM Online, then we will also help you to go all the way to 2016. And then if CRM moves further, then we'll go to 2017, so on and so forth. So we will maintain that service to ensure that, you know, the minimum viable version is there. This is basically just a validation service flow. This is an iterative process. Basically, what I wanted to cover in this slide is to tell you that, hey, this is not a one-time thing. You basically instantiate your CRM in Azure. You run the validation. It'll give you a report of all unsupported customizations. If you're completely valid, great. You're ready for upgrade. But if you're not, you have to manually fix it and then rerun the validation. We've noticed that this is an iterative process, takes about 3 or 4 attempts in order to get everything right, to fix all your unsupported customizations. And we'll, you know, it's a kind of a cycle. Once you fixed it and it's ready, then we'll go through the steps of actually upgrading. Next up, Gana, my colleague, will go through the demo of basically, you know, show you what I was talking about.
Right. So Adi talked about the challenges that we currently face in terms of getting your CRM on-premise database to online. And the first point that he mentioned was the lack of guided process. The tool that we have built starts with addressing that fact. So when you initially log into the tool, you'll be presented with the landing page where you'll be able to create a new project that conforms to the template of CRM on-prem to online migration. So I'm going to quickly create a new project. And then I can choose what my product is. So these are set to default for CRM 2015. And then when I go to methodology, I'll see a methodology called CRM on-premise to online migration. So this determines what is the set of process that I need to follow to get my on-premise database to CRM online. And I create, once a project is created, I'd be taken to the project landing page where I'll see all the set of sequence of stages and steps that I need to follow to get my on-premise system into CRM online. So from a stage perspective, we want to keep it simple, at the same time address all the necessary steps that you need to perform to get your CRM on-premise database to a stage where it is ready to be imported into CRM online. So there are 3 stages. One is the customer gathering, information gathering, at which phase we gather all the required information for us, for the service, to be able to successfully take your on-premise database, host it into Azure, and be able to take it through different stages of upgrade, depending on the version that you are in. So stage one focuses on gathering all the required information. And stage two is about setting up the staging environment for your on-premise database in Azure and running the validation services on the solution components. And once the validation succeeds and all the validation issues that are discovered are fixed, then we go to the next step of taking the source or the version that you're currently in through the upgrade process in terms of spinning up different versions of VM and importing the database into different deployment environments, and then finally getting it up to the stage where it's ready to, you're ready to export the solutions and data from that and take it into CRM Online. And stage three is about exporting the solutions, data, configuration data, and CRM data as flat files that are ready to be imported into CRM Online and basically move all your configuration and data to CRM Online. So I'll quickly walk through. So now we saw how we would go about creating a new project. So once the project is created, we start with the stage one, which is about gathering all the customer information. So this involves establishing a connection between the LCS tool and the Azure subscription in which the VMs would be spun up and the upgrade would be done. So this is required because as part of the entire process, LCS needs permission to spin up these VMs in your Azure instance, copy the database into the VMs and then provision, do the import process, and also perform all these validation checks. And once the upgrades are done, it has to take a backup of your database, upgraded databases, and store it back into your Azure Blob storage. So to perform all these orchestration, LCS requires permission to manage your Azure subscription. So the first step involves in doing that, so which basically, if you see in the description, it walks you step by step as to what you're supposed to do. So I've already set up the connection in another project, so I'll quickly walk through how we would do about it. So the way you establish the connection is on your project page, if you scroll down to the environment section, you will see a link called Microsoft Azure Settings. You can go there and say add a new connection. So this is where you specify your Azure, provide your Azure subscription ID. And when you provide that, LCS would basically provide you a management certificate, which you would upload it to your Azure instance. And once you upload the management certificate into your Azure subscription, that's the point where LCS would successfully establish a connection between the tool, the service, and your Azure subscription. So I'll not walk through the entire steps, because I'll just quickly show how it looks in an existing project where you have it set up. So once you establish a connection, you basically, if you come to this section, you will see that the connection is established and it's successful. So at this point, LCS would have all the required permissions to be able to spin up the VMs and do all the operations in your Azure infrastructure. So once that basic step is established, then you would go, we recommend that you download and install the Azure Storage Explorer, which makes it much easier for you to upload all the required data in terms of your CRM solution components, the SQL database, and everything onto the Azure Blob Storage, which would be used by the tool to download and spin up the VMs. So the Azure Storage Explorer makes it much easier to interact rather than going through the actual Azure website. Once you install the Azure Storage Explorer, the next step is to provide all the required organizational information that the tool needs. So this includes the name for either your customer or if it's a partner that's implementing, whatever the name they want to give for the project, customer information, and what is the organization name that they're planning to migrate or take it through the upgrade process, and what is the version of CRM they are currently in. So as we mentioned, we support from 2011 onwards, so you can choose either 2011, 2013, or 2015. So depending on the version that you choose here determines what the upgrade process is to take this organization to 2015 organization, which is compatible with the online version, or the minimum supported online version that you can import your solutions in. And also the base language pack. So if you have an organization, if your on-premise organization uses a different base language other than English, you can choose that as well so that when the VMs are spun up, it uses that language as the base language and takes the upgrade process through.
And we also support all those language packs.
Additional to 44, or whatever language, number of languages CRM currently supports, we support all those in here as well. And once the organizational details are provided, the next step is to create a set of folder hierarchy in Azure Blob Storage so that it's easier for you to identify what set of data needs to be uploaded where. So this step helps guides you in terms of specifying, creating a SAS link for you for the tool to use to create those storage hierarchies in terms of folders. So it basically creates specific folders where you can upload your solutions, specific folders where you can upload your database files, and see other source code and everything. So that way, it's easier for you to, in terms of organization as well. So if you look at your blob storage, everything is organized in a specific set of folders. It's easier to navigate, and you know exactly where each piece of data or information is stored in Azure. So if you go through this process, this walks you through the process of creating a SAS link so that the tool has the permission to create these folders and upload and download data from your Azure environment.
You have to check all that.
Oh, yeah. So the other thing is, as you complete each and every step, this also provides the ability to mark each step as completed. So this also gives you a more like a, serves as a checklist so that you can ensure that, okay, these are the specific set of processes that I need to follow, and as you complete each step, you can mark those things as completed.
And we also do some conditional checks to ensure that you have completed that step before sometimes we let you go to the next step.
Yeah. So that way, we ensure that you follow the process. And this is all based on the best practice that we have seen so far. And the other idea is, as we do more and more of these upgrade processes, the knowledge that we accumulate along the process would be added to these processes so that it becomes more efficient in the future as we do more upgrades. And once you provide the SAS link, the next step is to upload your on-premise SQL database. So this step walks you through the process of doing that. So basically what you do is you go back to Azure Storage, go to the specific blob container that the tool has created for you, and you basically upload your database backup. So in this case, I have already uploaded the database backup that I'm going to use in this demo. I've already uploaded that, so I'm going to check this off. And then if you, by default, the tool requires at least one mandatory user mapping that you need to provide so that when it restores the SQL DB onto the Azure IIS, it maps that user to the default sysadmin. So if you have a complete mapping of all the users in your CRM organization, then the tool would automatically map the users in the Azure IIS environment that is spinning up. But at a minimum, we require at least one user mapping for you to provide, which we'd be using as a default system admin user. And once we complete that step, we basically mark the phase as complete. So this ensures that all the required information that the tool needs in terms of performing these upgrades are available for the tool now. So once you complete phase one, you start with the phase two, which is where we start spinning up the environments for you. So now I have uploaded my SQL database backup onto Azure, and I've made sure that I've provided all the required SAS links and the Azure connectivity that's required by the tool to interact with your Azure subscription. So now it's time for me to start prepping up the environment so that I can start restoring my provisioning my CRM environment in Azure IIS. So to do that, the phase starts with staging environment preparation. So in this case, I would come here and click on Set Staging Environment. So this walks through all the required steps that I need to follow through. So basically what it does is it tells you how to spin up a new environment. So I'm going to ignore that and just walk you through the actual steps here. So to spin up a new environment, you click on the Add Environment, and then you say the topology that we use is the CRM on-premise to Azure. And then depending on the version of your current CRM organization is, you choose the corresponding environment here. So now we are migrating from CRM 2011 to 2015. So I'm going to choose Dynamics CRM 2011. And it's going to ask for basic information for me to provide to spin up that 2011 instance. So I'm going to say CRM 2011. So by default, what we do is we configure the Azure VMs based on the default recommended settings. But we also provide the ability to override each specific setting that suits your need. So you can go ahead and specify a different domain name if you want to match with your existing on-premise domain names. Or if you want to configure your SQL Server storage settings, you can go ahead and override that as well in case if you have a larger database and you want the storage to be provisioned according to the size of your database, you can override. And also, we can specify different set of account names and passwords. The key thing is the CRM online migration setup. So this is where we request you to provide the SAS link, which specifies from where it needs to download the database from. And then what is the database name that you have uploaded here? So in this case, my database name is mcsdynamicsip_mscrm.zip. So I'm just going to copy that database name and specify it here. And then my actual database name is what the organization database name is. So in this case, it's the same as my org name_mscrm. And then I'll hit save. And then I can hit next. So at this point, what happens is when I hit next, it's the tool has all the required information to spin up the VM. So it's going to show a small disclaimer for you to acknowledge that this would spin up a set of 3-box VM in your Azure subscription. And you are aware of whatever price implications that would be incurred in terms of spinning these VMs. So you can also look at the price list to get an estimate of what the cost that would be involved in terms of spinning up these VMs and go through the entire process. And once you say hit deploy, it's going to start the process of setting up those VMs, installing CRM on the VMs, and then importing, restoring the database into SQL, and then importing that database into CRM through the deployment manager, and finishing the CRM 2011 deployment completely so that your on-premise CRM 2011 is completely up and running in Azure IaaS for you to access and also for you to run the additional validation checks to get that 2011 compatible for the next set of upgrade process. So I'm not going to kick this off because it takes, on an average, it takes about 2 to 3 hours for every set of environment to be spun up. So I'm just going to hit cancel and switch to my other process where I have already have all these environments prepped and running. So once I have the CRM 2011 environment set up and running on cloud, the next stage is for me to run the validation checks. So basically what this process or this stage does is it collects all the information in terms of the CRM solutions, and if I have any plugin or custom workflow or any custom application that interacts with CRM using CRM SDK, I can provide all of those to this tool so that it runs all these set of rules on those solution components and gives a comprehensive report that you can look at. So in case of challenges that Adi mentioned earlier, one of it was to identify the set of, or go through all the set of solution components to identify the unsupported customizations or any customizations that might be deprecated or that might be a hindrance in terms of upgrade process, is to have all those consolidated into one place for you to look at. So instead of you looking at all different places to identify that, this tool runs all those checks and gives you one single Excel report that you can look at. So it has all the information regarding all the scripts that you have, all the plugin source codes that you have, the workflows, the entity information, ISV map, sitemap information, everything in one single report. So you have one place to do a complete review of how your customization looks like, what are the different unsupported customizations or deprecated methods that my system, current solution has. And you'd basically identify those components, go back to your CRM on 2011 instance, fix those, rerun these tests in an iterative mode until you fix all the issues. So I'll quickly run through a sample run. So as you see here, since I've already taken this through multiple iterations, you see all the results here. So I'll just quickly run a new iteration here. So I can choose whether I want to do an upgrade assessment or do a code conversion. So the code conversion is what Adi mentioned, where in case of scenarios where we think there might be some automatic code conversion that could be done, then we support that option as well. So in this case, I'm going to do an upgrade assessment run. Say iteration 8. When I say create folder structure, what the tool is going to do is the tool is going to create a set of folders in the Azure blob for me where I can upload the relevant components for the tool to download and do the assessment on. So let me quickly jump back to my Azure Storage Explorer here. So I created a new iteration called iteration 8. And what the tool has done is it has created a folder called iteration 8 and then a series of folders for me to upload my solution components into. So this makes it easier for you to, in terms of organization of your solution components, as well as in terms of navigation. So what each folder means is the name implies what it contains. So the CRM plugin basically is all the plugin codes that you might have. So I'm just going to upload a sample plugin project that I have. And then the CRM workflows is any custom .NET workflow that I might have written that I used in the CRM workflows. I'll upload that. And then the CRM solution is the set of solutions that I currently have. So I also have a sample solution here, so I'm going to upload that as well. Okay, so all the components are uploaded now. So now when I come back to the tool, it shows that pending upload, so which means that the tool is waiting for me to upload all the relevant components onto the Azure Storage Blob so that the tool can start the assessment run. So once I've uploaded all the components, I'll hit start. So now the tool is going to look through these storage blobs and says, okay, yes, I identified that you have uploaded solutions, workflows, plugins, but the custom files folder is empty because I don't have any custom solutions that are using CRM SDK, so I've left it blank. So now I'm going to...
Question. He's got a question.
Yeah.
Do you support also managed solution, not only unmanaged solution?
Right now, we
support managed for the identification piece. Mm-hmm. But not for the actual
migration.
Okay. Because you cannot export managed solutions once you've upgraded. So the expectation is the customer or the partner has their managed solution in the CRM Online's equivalent version, so that they can directly deploy the managed solution inside the CRM Online. We cannot bring that because that would be IP stealing. So
right.
We don't touch the managed pieces. All unmanaged code is technically their IP, so we can migrate that.
No. So once the VM is spun up, you have complete access to the VM. So whatever issues that the assessment run identifies, so I'll go through the report once this run completes, but essentially what you'll do is you'll look at the report, okay, there are two scripts that the tool has identified as potential blockage. So you would go to the 2011 VM that is spun up in this Azure instance, you'll fix that, and then upload the, export the solution again and provide it to the tool to assess. So the environment stays there until you complete all the validation runs.
One other question. Mm-hmm. We have an on-prem instance. We also have on-prem cloud. So initially on-prem, later on we use Azure in the cloud. Still, I have a separate Azure subscription for me to do this. Because we don't have a separate Azure subscription. We have both A65 and CRM Online.
Right. So the question. So let me repeat the question for the folks. So do you need a Azure subscription if you have a CRM Online organization already, apart from your on-premises? And the dependency today is in order to bring the on-premise, you need to have an Azure subscription because we are doing all the work in Azure. You could have other organizations in online. So let's say in O365, you can have a bunch of already production CRM Online organizations, but you want to add a new organization. Effectively, you still need to have for this service to work, that is a dependency. Mm-hmm. Eventually, once you get to 2015, then you can basically kind of bring your customizations into a sandbox organization or a new production organization there, and then migrate the data.
Yeah. Also, I mean, the value prop that you get in terms of having your own Azure subscription is, without that, if you have to do all these manually in your on-premise, then you need to have separate infrastructure that you either you might have to procure, right? So they are valid only till you do this upgrade process, and after that, it's just going to be sitting idle. So in this case, once you're done with the entire process, you can just shut off all the VMs and then be done with it. So once I provided all the information, I hit start run. So at this point, what it's going to do is the tool is going to download all the solution components that I have uploaded and run these validation tests on those solution components, which would be the CRM solutions, the plugin source code, the workflow source code, and then provide a detailed assessment report. So you see it's still running. So it's a simple set of solutions, so it shouldn't take much time.
In the meantime, maybe we can...
Yep, it's completed. So, and then it gives a link where you can directly download it from within the tool here, and it also uploads the report to the Azure Blob Storage. So if I go here and go to the output folder, so you see here it has also created an Excel file called validation output, which is what this link is. So I'll quickly open the Excel file here. So this is the report that the tool generates. So if you look at the report, it has a, it's a pretty extensive and comprehensive report showing all the solution components that it has identified in one single view. So this is one single Excel that has information about all the solution components that's pertaining to your CRM implementation. So it starts with the dashboard where it gives you a highlight of how your solution looks like. So in this case, at a glance, I know how my users' role security role distribution is, how many plugins and customizations that I have, and how the entity distribution is in terms of my custom entities versus out-of-the-box entities. And also, I can drill down deeper in. So I can if I go to the component aggregates, it shows at a high level how my solution looks like, what are the different components that were assessed, and how it looks like. And I can drill it down by solution. So if I have multiple solutions, it breaks it down further into saying, OK, these are the components that I found in this solution, and these are the other components that I found in solution two, and so on. So I get the breakdown by solution as well. So I know which specific solution that I need to go and work on to fix these issues. And then it starts, and then you have for every component that might require fixing are added as separate tabs here. So in this case, I have a JavaScript file. It's a simple JScript, but it uses a deprecated endpoint, which is crmservice.asmx, which was an old endpoint that is currently deprecated and it does not work on CRM 2015 and onwards. So it identified the script as a function where it has deprecated methods. And also, if you look at here, I also have used the CRM form. It's a simple script here. So if you see, I just have org URL and just having some reference to CRM form. And I also have a script that says calling crmservice.asmx. So what the tool has done is it identified that the script uses a pattern that uses CRM form, which is deprecated and would not work. And it also has identified the usage of crmservice.asmx, which is also deprecated. So if you have more complicated scripts and you have more keywords that are deprecated, you would see all those keywords being added as additional columns here. So the more number of deprecated keywords that you have, the more number of columns you're going to see. And also, it specifies the number of occurrences as well. So if you have references to crmservice.axmx in five different script file, web resource files, and you have used it 20 times. So it's going to give you the exact count saying, OK, crmservice.asmx has been used in five of these scripts, and it's been used 20 times in total. So that also gives you a reference point to use to come up with a rough estimate to say, OK, how much effort is going to take for me to fix all these issues. Same goes for plugins as well. So again, all the set of plugins that I have in my project are listed down along with their corresponding CS files, and also shows what are the different set of deprecated messages or objects and entity types that I'm using here is also documented here. So you know exactly which file you need to go and modify and how many instances of that you have to modify. And again, all these information can be used to come up with an overall estimate to determine, okay, how much time and cost is going to take for me to fix all these issues and make the CRM 2011 instance to get it into a stage that it's upgradable to subsequent versions. So once you go through all these validation runs, and once you fix all the issues and you get to a point where everything is complete and you're ready to take your upgrade to subsequent set of process, you get to the upgrade CRM organization stage. So at this stage, what happens is you would be present, depending on the version that you are in, you would be presented with the series of steps that you need to go through to get your current CRM online 2011 database to support a 2015 stage. So it starts with the backup of CRM 2011 environment. So everything is a single-click operation for you. So there is no need for you to do any manual steps in terms of spinning up the VMs. Everything is automated. So when you say initiate CRM 2011 backup, what the tool is going to do is it connects to your CRM 2011 deployment, and it backs up your current CRM 2011 database and uploads it to the Azure Blob Storage. And once that is done, you'd basically see a validation message here saying CRM 2011 database successfully backed up. And then you hit next task, which basically takes you to the process of setting up the CRM 2013 instance and upgrading your 2011 instance to 2013. So I have already deployed all these organizations. So what you would essentially see here is another button which would say initiate 2013 deployment. And when you hit the initiate 2013 deployment button, what the tool would do is it would spin up another CRM 2013 VM, three-box VM, and it would download the CRM 2011 database onto that, spin up a CRM 2013 instance, and import the CRM 2011 database into the CRM 2013 instance using the deployment manager. And in the process, it would update or upgrade your 2011 database to CRM 2013. And once the CRM 2013 deployment is complete and everything succeeds, you can go to the next task, which is, again, backing up your 2013 instance. And what this stage does is it backs up your upgraded 2013 instance and uploads a copy of it to the Azure Blob Storage as well. And once that is done, you go to the next stage of setting up your 2015 instance. And similar way, you have a single-click deployment where you say initiate 2015 deployment. It's going to spin up another set of another VM to spin up 2015 CRM in it. And using the import database import, it's going to upgrade your 2013 database to 2015 database. And finally, when you're done with the entire process, you would have a upgraded CRM 2015 database that's ready for you to export the solutions and data from. So I'll just quickly show you how the environments would look like. So once it stops, once it's done processing, you should be able to scroll through. So if you see here, we started with CRM 2011. So this is how it spins up the VMs. So it spun up a 2011 VM in which the 2011 database was restored. And then when I initiated the CRM 2013, it spun up a CRM 2013 instance, imported the 2011 database, and through the database import migration, it upgraded my 2011 to 2013. And likewise, the 2015 instance was also spun up where the 2013 database was automatically upgraded to 2015. So all these VMs are deployed to your Azure subscription, and you have complete access to these VMs as well. So you can log into these VMs, look at the CRM server, work on fixing all the issues on these VMs, and you can also get to this, click on a specific deployment, and connect to the specific server if you want to perform some operations on it as well.
Can you show the 2011 one?
Yep. quickly log into 2011 here. So you can either directly connect using RDP or remote desktop, you can directly connect to your CRM VM, or also you can log in from here. So you can say log into Dynamics CRM. So it's going to directly connect you to the specific org that's been spun up in the CRM instance.
It's fine. I think you can RDP. It's fine.
I think there's some connectivity issues here. Okay. So once the entire process of upgrade that's been completed from your 2011 to 2015, you get to the next stage, which is all about upgrading your or exporting the solution from your CRM 2015 database, which could be then imported into your CRM online instance. So this stage starts with that specific process. So when you come to stage three, it starts with upgrading your on-premise solutions and configuration data to the CSV files. So when you hit, when you hit migrate CRM, it's going to open up a separate window where it's going to list all the set of solutions that were that are currently in your CRM 2015 system. And you can select the specific set of solutions, either one solution or you can select all the solutions. And you can say schedule export, at which point it would export all these solutions and upload it to the Azure Blob Storage for you to download and import into your CRM online organization. And also, you can choose to export specific set of entities as well as CSV files, which you can either import into CRM online or using your using any third-party tool of your comfort. Could be SSIS adapter or other other tools like Scribe or KingspaceSoft to get these CSV files imported into your CRM online instance. So when I say schedule export of solutions and entities, basically what it does is in your Azure Blob Storage, it would create an entity for solution where it will store all the exported solutions here. And also under entity, it will export all the selected entities as CSV files and make it available for you to import into CRM Online using any data migration tools.
By the way, if you guys are comfortable to use your own migration tools, any third-party tools, the database is right there. It's in your 2015 environment. You have your database. You can hook up whichever tool you're comfortable with. You can directly migrate from that on-premises database to the cloud as well. Some of our customers, if they don't have any third-party tools that they have purchased, then we give you the flat files so that you can then use that. Together, we'll talk about that in a second here, but we have another a data loader service in LCS, which is in kind of preview mode right now. You can take that flat file, upload it to the other service, and then that service kind of helps you to suck that data into your online. But that is in preview. So if you have your own tool, great. If not, you can use this service that we have.
And once you have the solutions exported and imported into your CRM online instance, you subsequently continue with the additional steps where it basically says what are the additional steps that you need to perform before you actually migrate all the data into CRM online. So it starts with basically provisioning all the users in your CRM online instance so that when you get the data in, you have a one-to-one mapping for each user in your on-premise org to a CRM online org. And also, we provide additional tooling capability to basically map your CRM on-premise users to your CRM online users so that the data that you, when you import the data into your online instance, you basically get the same set of ownership moved over. So that when you import the data in your online instance, you have the ownership map as well as the dates and retaining other information as well when you import. So at this stage is when, once you complete the data uploader service or using any data migration tools, once you get the data in, is where the entire upgrade process, as per se, completes. And we hand it over to the customer to basically say, okay, now your CRM online org is ready to use. And let me quickly see if the RDP works. If yes, then I can quickly show you how the VM looks as well.
Are you going to show that? Okay. have connectivity.
So there it is. So this is actually, if you see, is a CRM, the VM to which I'm connected to, where I have my CRM 2011 instances up and running. So basically, as you run the validation results, I can come back, log into this VM, and perform all the updates to my org from where I can basically get the database exported and take it through the upgrade process. So all the VMs are accessible from within the tool. And once you are done with the entire upgrade process, you can just shut down or deallocate all your VMs so that you don't incur additional costs. Yep.
OK, so last but not least, this is actually currently in private preview. So we are only hand selecting a few of our customers who meet a certain criteria, such as the agreements that we have in place is for North America only right now. So if there are any customers that who are in the U.S. and if you're a partner, if you wanna forward any requests, let us know, and then maybe we'll see if we can allow a private preview for that. This will be in private preview for at least the next few months in the foreseeable future. Let's see.
Questions.
Yeah.
So I'm from Japan, and my customer are using this kind of tools, and they would like to upgrade. And you say it's only United States service, right? Is there any way for Japanese customer to take advantage of this kind of stuff? Let's say if they have US division at the office, if they have signed up from United States company, they still can use it?
If the data is living in the US today, then it's fine. It's all about the data residency and where the data lives. So if they're in the US and the data, their on-premise is in the US, and then they're using Azure subscription in the US, then they should be okay. We are actually, as we speak, still working with our LCA to get a global agreement in place. And once the global agreement is done and ready to go, then we will expand the program globally through that single contract for global. But for now, if your organization has their data in the US already and their subscription is in the US already, then they can use that sub to use the service.
No. So another question is, let's say they would like to migrate to IaaS, not to the online, and can they still use this tool to, let's say, they upgrade to up to CRM 2016 and stop there and keep using LCS to manage IaaS environment?
They can, provided the defaults that we have given for the VMs. It's a three-box VM. We have a domain controller, we have a one-box CRM with all components in it, and we have a SQL. Fairly powerful, but we have fine-tuned it for the upgrade process. But depending on the user load that they might have, then they have to change the requirements of those machine power to suit their needs. That's one. The second piece is in terms of I don't want to go into the performance details, but you'll also have to fine-tune the data disks and whatnot with SSDs, depending on the cost. And then if they want to use multiple machines for front-end, then they'll have to use this as a base and they can add on. But it all depends on the supportability. The configuration they use, they need to make sure that they are using minimum supported VM configurations that CRM engineering team, Dynamics CRM side, that we prescribe. If they use it, then it's okay. They can use that.
But it helps in terms of getting their current solution up to the point where they have it upgraded to 2015 so that they can take it through that and then probably spin up another set of VMs that addresses their needs in terms of performance and everything and use the same DB to import it there.
Can I have another question? So another question is, how many days or weeks or months or years can they stop between, let's say, 2011 to 2013, to 2015, and they want to test at the 2013 point? Is there any threshold they have to upgrade to 2015?
No, they can stop any point in the middle, right? It depends on their needs. If they want to just use it as a upgrade testing from 2011 to 2013, they can easily stop the project and then say, I'm done with that, I'm going to delete the project, and they're done with it. We don't put any restrictions that they have to finish the entire end-to-end process. Once they get to 2013, they have their VMs with them. They can log in, they can test it out, they can test out the functionality. The advantage you get from this is the quick ability to spin up VMs, automate it, so that you don't have to do all of that work yourself. But there's no restriction from us. You can stop it there.
Okay. Thank you.
We have 15 more minutes, so if you guys have any questions. If you don't, we can open up not just about this particular service, but also open up to any questions you might have about CRM in general. We do have Matt, we do have Darren. They're both from our engineering team, so they'd be happy to also answer if you guys have any questions. Regards to just in general, anything about CRM, we're happy to answer. We're working through the LCA. I do not have a timeline right now, but I'm hoping maybe it'll be done in the next couple of months. And once that is done, we'll open up. And it's not the service from a technical standpoint. It is basically getting the LCA and the licensing and all agreements in place. Especially Europe is harder because of the EU clauses that the data cannot leave Europe. Even if the customer so chooses, that can get both parties into trouble if they do use a U.S. subscription. So we're not allowing Europe at this point. But once the agreements are in place, then and if they use European Azure subscription and use European CRM online, and their on-premise data is in Europe, then everything stays in the EU geolocation. Then it'll be okay. But we're working through those agreements for that. I was told that there will be a IT pro resources slide there, so it is here apparently. So, and if you guys don't have any further questions, please feel free to evaluate the session, what was helpful, what was not, and let us know. And that would be very useful for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.